Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jacqueline Granville. Chat with Jackie. It's usually Chat with Jackie at night, but it's Chat with Jackie in the afternoon because I'm so excited. Today is Sunday, October the 18th, 2015, and as everybody knows, I came on the radio show with my wonderful, phenomenal mentor, Michael Goga. So I hope we get a surprise today. In fact, I think the surprise is already here in my studio. My wonderful, I'm so excited, Michael Goga from New York. Yay!
That is great, Jackie. Oh, my God. I feel like George Clooney.
That's right.
Coming on to the, Fallon show here. Damn, that is sweet. I hope I can live up to it.
Yes, you can, Michael. Yes, you can. My listeners know that you've been busy. Do you want to tell your listeners, your fan club, what is the latest that you're up to? Yes.
Wow. You know what? How long have I been off the net, Jack? Yeah, it must be 6 months now, maybe?
6 months, yes. Too long.
Yeah.
Too long,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, and I went on a self-imposed sabbatical, I guess you would call it, or a retreat, or you could probably fit it into any religion or spiritual practice, spirit journey or something. But I did get rid of the net and computers and TVs, radios, newspapers, book I haven't read or listen to anything from the outside at all.
Wow.
And it's been an interesting subject. I am keeping track of all the things that go on and what happened. And I'm approaching it professionally, too, and making a game out of it, so to speak, and research. And so that's what I've been doing. My mind against the universe's mind. That's all that's going on here right now.
Wonderful.
Not even whatever radio waves are passing through us, perhaps, or dimensions, but in our dimension, it's just me and the universal mind.
Wonderful.
I'm healing. I'm doing some readings. I'm working with a lot of therapists and doing long-distance healing experiments and research with that. I do have my steady clientele. Always welcome more.
Welcome.
When I went, you know, I don't want to blow my own horn, but they say genius is right there on the line with insanity.
That's right. Blow your horn.
You know? So, like Van Gogh cutting his ear off, or genius is losing it. And but anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. When I went into this journey, I basically closed everything I had on the net. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Blog, Google, mailboxes. I don't think there's much out there you can find unless it's something old or somebody may be tagged or. So there's really, I think the only thing you might come up with would be the front page of my old radio station that doesn't have anything there. I even evaporated 350 shows.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a purging in a way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
now, are you thinking about coming on any of those shows or no? Are you thinking of coming back at all? or you're just going to come and test the water and see how everything is?
Well, I love you and your show, and you always stayed in touch and checked on me and made sure I was around.
That's right.
I love coming on your show. I would be more than happy to come on here and do readings for you.
Wonderful.
Seriously.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Sure. And because I'm getting to the point where I've basically been in a space station or a raft for 6 months.
Yes.
It would be nice to hear another voice. But I'm only cheating. But I would love doing your show, Jackie's Chat. When you told me the name of it, I fell in love with Jackie's Chat.
Wonderful. I'll be so happy if you want to come on my show and you do whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
I really appreciate that. I really do. Part of this journey, there's been a lot of benefits. Your hearing gets super, super sensitive.
Yes.
And then the rest of your senses. And then psychically, you become extremely psychic.
Yes.
And it's startling the way it happens. So now I know why the primitives and the Indians and the masters, so to speak, will go into silence in the temples.
Yes.
Or in the monasteries, you know, the monks.
Yes. Yes.
Or up on top of the mountain.
Yes. Yes.
So now I understand what that means. It's so good. I've done it a few times in my life, and I found that it helps with transition.
Yes.
Almost like out with the old and with the new.
And in with the new, that's right.
You know, and recently my son, has relocated to Florida, U.S.
Wow.
The third biggest state in the country.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was the third biggest state in the country.
I wasn't sure. I know made certain parts of Florida are like melting pots. You know, you have the Irish on one part, you have the Trinidadian, you have the Guyanese, you have the Jamaican, you have the Haitian, you have the Polish, you have the Russian. So there's a lot of different sections that you can just walk right through.
It's diverse,
you know?
There is no doubt. And you know what? They're all mixed together.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, I'm an inquisitive little fellow, so I look out there remotely, and I see the privilege all along the water, and then Central Florida all being a mixture of everything.
Yes. There's a street, Michael, in Boca. And when you drive along that street, there's right on the street, there's a chapel, Catholic chapel. There's a temple.
Uh-huh.
There's a different church. It's like 4 or 5 different churches on one main road. When
amazing.
I drive, I don't take time and say, let me take a photograph. But I know, and I know it's close to, if I'm correct, it's close to like Camino Real. If anybody, if anybody's listening from Florida, Camino Real is close to there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I find that interesting.
Absolutely. I when my son was moving there, I said, let me go ahead and pay a little attention to Florida.
Yes,
and
it's
a fascinating state. The only thing that rivals it is California and Texas.
Yes.
And it's diverse.
Like New
York.
The
weather, you got 3 different weathers. You got multiple cultures and nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
You could find a place from $300 a month all the way to $5,000 a month.
$5,000, yep.
Or better. And but he's outside. He's a little north of Tampa, and he's loving it.
Yes, beautiful.
Very happy. I would like to come by coastal, maybe go back and forth.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You know, be with him, and then come up here and be with my grandson and daughter up here.
Yes, yes.
And have the best of both worlds.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
and Michael,
so
when you come to Florida, would you start advertising from now? Maybe that you're going to do readings in certain locations.
Shortly before I would say maybe like a month before I get there, I would.
Yes.
Because I don't know how I want to live yet. I don't know if they
yes.
have, you can get a little building for yourself, or you can live
yes.
in a community where they have a pool and a community room. And
yes, yes.
I would love to find somebody that would do labor for room and board, like I take care of the property or act as a, what would you call it, personal assistant type thing.
Yes, yes.
And I would get a break on the room and board. This way it would help me settle into Florida.
Very good.
Because I bounce back and forth between the community hall and pool
yes,
to the mobile home court. The mobile home court.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure which way I want to go with that. And I do want to come back on radio. I will be on your show quite a bit, probably, Jackie.
Perfect. Yay! I'm so happy.
I don't see a computer or internet anytime soon.
Yes.
And I love you and your show, what you're doing. You're still looking for work all over New York. And
I'm still advertising for work. But, Michael, I'm so happy when you come on my show so that it doesn't sound almost like an advertisement. So usually I do radio shows every week, but I deliberately waited. This is like the second week. I deliberately waited and said, let me see if I can get Michael on the show.
Wow, nice. I am very humbled by that.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
I am a character at times. Sometimes you can wonder. For the ones that don't know me, I guess you would consider me an intuitive consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody has access to me, if you're interested in speaking with me, you just... write my number down. It's 518-209-6530. And please leave a message. And my email, I got limited email, but I can get to it. Michael_Goger, GOGGER, the number one, at yahoo.com. And you can reach me either way. Of course, I prefer a phone call and a message. I may not answer right away, but I will reply. I will reply. I offer sessions, counseling, all kinds. And Jackie, I was talking to you about maybe even covering the chakras and meditation.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Therapeutic
yes.
touch. I would love to teach people these things so they can help themselves and their well-being and perhaps come in contact with their higher self.
That would be wonderful, Michael.
Yeah. And as a matter of belief, which is in every biblical, every spiritual book, is belief and patience and discipline and, again, faith in the unseen.
Yes.
The things that are around us, the things that are influencing us, it all is based in our aura and our energy system and our chakras. And a chakra is a spinning wheel of energy, and we have seven major ones, and they govern certain parts of our aspects, anywhere from mental, emotional, all the way down to physical. And there's ways of healing them and enhancing them or working with them. So, Jackie's Chat, we got a lot to do.
We've got a lot of work to do, Michael.
Today's show is
all yours. Today the show is all yours, so that everybody can hear. Instead of Jacqueline Granville 954, let them everybody listen to Michael and just encourage him so he comes back more. Because I want a show with somebody on it. I don't always want the show by myself. I think my listeners know who I am by now. So the floor is all yours, Michael, because I know everybody's jumping up and down saying, yeah, we got readings. Yeah, we got this. I know everybody's excited.
I'm just excited as they are. Yeah, I think you're about the only one that could have brought me back on air for any reason.
Yay!
Yeah, many have tried. Many have failed. I love your energy. I love you. I love what you do.
I love you, Michael. You are wonderful.
Now, you just recently had a milestone. I hope I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. You finished school or a course?
I finished school, yes. So I'm so excited. I'm going to go and do my NCLEX. And then after I pass my NCLEX, I'm going to, like, just keep on doing different classes online because I don't want to stop. I want to continue. You, Mr. Michael Golga, was the one that got me onto the radio, onto blogtalkradio.com. Blog Talk Radio is a show that hits New York, England, China, Guyana. It hits every country that you can imagine in the world. So I'm either going to have listeners from Florida or I'm going to have a listener and a fan from England. And Michael Golga was the one that got me on the show religiously every Saturday, 12 o'clock, 12:30. So 12 o'clock at 12:30, I'd be holding a cup of tea or a soda or water, and I would be on one side of the phone talking, and my mentor, Michael Golga, would be on the other side. And it would be Jackie's Angels, Jackie's Angels. This show, this actual show has, I cannot begin to imagine where my references, standing references, the people I've met through Michael Golga and this phenomenal show. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to end. The names are phenomenal. The names are the high end, the celebrities. And the other day I sent some references to somebody in New York, and it was a relative of a relative that I just finished taking care of their relative who, as everybody knows, one of my passions is hospice. And one of the girls came and said to me, which it must have been a conversation, because I sent all of my references, and she said, oh, it doesn't matter. We are all the same. It doesn't matter who they are and who we are. We are all the same. The blood runs through our bones, through the blood runs through our veins like it does to theirs. Nope, You are wrong. I have some names that when I tell people or show them the reference, their ears go up, their eyes kind of look at me, yes. And these people, their names, it means a lot to me. That's standing reference. Or if you ask me for one reference, I give you one, then you know I mean business. So it may be blood runs through our veins, but these are important people and names to me. So you will either hire me if you like me, or maybe there are some people who I know who choose to, I don't care who you are, I do not like you. We do work with different people like that. So I want to say that, so at least you know that I know and I understand.
And you'd work New York or anywhere?
New York, Manhattan. I used to work in West New York. I used to work on the West Side, Broadway, 95th Street. If anybody's interested, you are hiring the best of the best. If I wasn't the best, I wouldn't be on this radio now with my mentor, and you would not be listening to me. I am the best of the best, and if that's what you want for your family, you can call me at 954-394-9461. My email address is, and I still have a Hotmail, jgranville, jgranville, 1011, at hotmail.com. You can also look for me on Facebook, Jacqueline, Jacqueline, Granville, Plantation, Florida. You can always, look me up that way when you send me an email. Because if it's an email that I do not know who the person is, say, Jacqueline Granville, blogtalkradio.com. Say something like that so I know. And I said, okay, this person's interested. I also interview on Skype. If it's somewhere close enough, of course I will go in person, and I also interview on a phone. By the time I have faxed all of my references to you, you will either want to hire me or you will say, nope, I don't like this person, and that's fine too. So if anybody needs professional skilled aid, soon to be nurse, please call me at 954-394-9461. I'm available. Send me a message. Leave a message on my phone. I will get back to you. We can interview on Skype so I can see who I'm talking to. A lot of people that I've worked for have called Michael, and Michael has given them references. Okay? And I also work with a group of professional skilled aides. And some of them have done their license, and they are now a nurse. Okay, so if you want somebody to do a living, if you want somebody you want to pay a certain amount of money, tell me, and I will get that person. So again, my number is 954-394-9461. And I'm going to send the mic back to my wonderful mentor, because we only have 5 more minutes. Michael? Hello? Michael?
Jackie?
Michael? Yes. Yeah.
Jackie?
Yes, Michael. Yeah, your call dropped, so I said, let me just put it back on again.
I got knocked off, and you did a great job putting it out there. Listen,
Thank you. You
can add me to your, I don't know what you would call it, because I would be more than willing to even barter for room and board to help somebody.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
North of Tampa area, north of Tampa.
Yes.
I would love to, have... you work for room and board.
Yes, definitely.
It would help. Absolutely, I'd make a great personal aide.
Perfect. Now, Michael, Michael, on my studio, it had about 5 people on my studio alone. Once everybody realized that you were on the show.
Wow.
Okay, so that's why sometimes when you got knocked off, I had to take my time and go back so I didn't press the wrong number.
Yeah. It's no big deal. You just don't panic and you dial up and go back in.
Yes. So, Michael, tell them you've got maybe about 3 more minutes. Yes, you've got 3 more minutes. Just tell them.
Okay. I, for those that don't know me, I prefer a intuitive consultant that could help you with many different paths in life. Also, I'm available for sessions, and you can call me at 518-209-6530 and leave a message. I'll call you back. Or you could email me, Michael_Goger, G-O-G-G-E-R, @yahoo.com. And I'll get back to you, and we'll be connected. I do have specials running and rates. And, my God, I've been around for a while, huh, Jackie?
Now, how long have you been on the radio show, Michael?
Wow.
20 years? Oof. 10 years?
Boy, oh boy. I came on the scene at 95 and on that. Wasn't long after I was doing radio.
Yes.
To be honest with you, I know it's over 10 years, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do my sessions on the phone, long distance. And it's very convenient to set up. Yeah, and I will be back on Jackie's Chat. I enjoyed myself.
Perfect.
I'm humbled.
Oh.
Jackie, I got good feelings about this show.
Yay.
Real good feelings. I love the name, Jackie's Chat. That's what it's all about. I'm going to go to Jackie's
Wonderful.
Chat. I'm going to come down there and get into stand-up comedy.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm going to start on corners doing stand-up. Yep. How's
Perfect.
That sound?
Perfect, Michael. Perfect. I'm so happy.
Good.
And I'm so
gonna,
happy,
you
everybody.
Know what I want? And I want a metal detect, and I'm going to make a documentary in the camps where the... I don't want to say homeless is, but the downtrodden.
Uh-huh.
Make a documentary. Person to person. Just talk to them.
That's right.
Film it. Yep. All right, Jackie, we're about out of time. You might have to close your show. And I love myself.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
The wonderful, the phenomenal Michael Goger, Jacqueline Granville, Chat with Jackie. Today is Sunday, the 18th, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I waited so long to get my mentor back on the show. I will be back soon. I'll give everybody a little bit more of a notice than I did today. And thank everybody for listening to me. And for listening to my wonderful mentor, Michael Goger. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jackie. And everybody
Yay,
share
Michael.
It.
Yay.
Everybody share it. Okay,
Yay.
Jackie.
So excited.
Thank you, Jackie.
So excited.